Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
The Crescent Community Church will be hosting its annual Fall Women's Ministry Conference, October 17th and 18th. Lori Lamb will be the speaker this year. Her and her husband, Brent, country and Christian music lead singer, teach and bring others to the faith. Lori has a heart for mentoring women. The topic will be living a surrendered life. Worship will be provided by Woodland Drive. Dinner and dessert are provided on Friday and breakfast and lunch on Saturday at the Crescent Community Church on O'Donovan. For more information, go to crestonchurch.com.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Atascadero holding open house for general plan update. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo focuses on battery safety for Fire Prevention Week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security, and don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Community members of Atascadero are invited to attend the city's open house event Tuesday, October 21st from 3 to 5 p.m. in the City Hall foyer. This event will provide an opportunity for residents to meet one-on-one with staff and the consultant team to discuss the preliminary elements of the city's general plan. The draft general plan is currently available on the City of Atascadero's website and provides details of overarching plans regarding housing, zoning, and land use until the year 2045. Five big moves are identified in its introductory chapter. Create a mix of housing types, attract new industries and higher wage jobs, improve mobility, access, and safety, address public infrastructure needs, and ensure fiscal sustainability. Attendees are encouraged to review the general plan elements prior to the open house. Following the open house, the Planning Commission will meet at 6 p.m. to discuss the draft plan and will then go to the City Council for a formal hearing October 28th. The Pass Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce announced CEO Gina Fitzpatrick has resigned after 10 years of service. During this time, the chamber will be undergoing leadership transition, as current board chair Rob Covarrubias will step down from his chairmanship and assume interim CEO responsibilities. As interim CEO, Covarrubias will oversee daily operations, ongoing programs, and the search for a permanent successor. Covarrubias said on Gina Fitzpatrick, quote, "Her commitment to fostering meaningful connections and strategic partnerships has strengthened the region's economic foundation and preserved the values that distinguish Paso Robles and Templeton." CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo focuses on battery safety for Fire Prevention Week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo is urging the community to take steps to protect their homes and families from the growing risk of lithium-ion battery fires. This is part of Fire Prevention Week, October 5th through the 11th. CAL FIRE says lithium-ion batteries are most commonly found in electronics used every day, including phones, power tools, e-bikes, scooters, and more. These batteries can store a large amount of energy in a compact space, and if damaged, can overheat, catch fire, or even explode. CAL FIRE has shared the following safety tips. Only buy products with recognized safety marks such as UL, ETL, or CSA. Always follow manufacturer instructions. Charge on a hard, flat surface, never on beds, couches, or under pillows. Stop using the battery if you notice odor, heat, swelling, discoloration, or odd noises. And dispose of batteries properly. Never in household trash or recycling bins. Visit calltorecycle.org to find a disposal site near you. The County Sheriff's Office has released an update into the investigation of a missing person, Isabel Lucas Velasco of Coalinga. The Sheriff's Office began investigating this missing person report on September 13th. She's a 50-year-old female last seen in San Luis Obispo County with ties to the city of Coalinga and Visalia. The Sheriff's Office has had reason to believe her disappearance is suspicious. In the update released yesterday afternoon, the Sheriff's Office says they have seized two vehicles for evidence in relation to her disappearance. Detectives are also seeking the public's assistance regarding any sightings or interactions with either of the two vehicles on the night of September 12th or the day of September 14th in the areas of Coalinga and Avenal near Highway 198 East West. Anyone with information or footage captured on surveillance cameras of the two vehicles is encouraged to call the Sheriff's Office Detective Division at 805-781-4500. Images of the two vehicles are available to view on the SLO County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. The County Public Works Department announced they'll begin to implement parking restrictions near crosswalks to comply with state law. California Assembly Bill 413 prohibits vehicles from parking, stopping, or standing within 20 feet of marked or unmarked crosswalks, 15 feet where there is a curb extension present. The Public Works Department says parking in these areas is a violation regardless of the presence of a red curb or other pavement markings. They will start to mark crosswalks where there is unmarked parking present to a crosswalk and prioritize areas within school zones, special zones, and where there is marked parking next to a crosswalk. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is a discussion for adopting the 2025 California Building Standards Code with local amendments. The city is required by state law to adopt this updated code every 3 years, but can make local amendments. Staff is recommending council adopt the code with some changes, notably the banning of electric vehicle charging stations in underground, sub-level, or multi-story parking garages. This is due to the higher risk of electric vehicle fires and lithium-ion batteries overheating in the city's hot climate. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Passerville School District announced Superintendent Jennifer Loftus has scheduled another Coffee with the Superintendent event in response to community interest. This will be held tonight from 5 to 6 p.m. in the District Boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. These gatherings seek to provide meaningful engagement, dialogue, collaboration, and strong partnerships within the community. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the division series yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cubs 7-3, the Dodgers over the Phillies 4-3. In Game 3 today, the Mariners will face the Tigers, and the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In Monday Night Football, the Jaguars beat the Chiefs 31-28. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California News coming up next.
Davis Body Shop wants you to know what to do after an accident. Make sure you exchange insurance information and get the agent's name and phone number. Know the year, make, model, license number, and color of the other vehicle involved. Get the name, address, and phone number of all witnesses and write down the police officer's name and badge number who investigated. Then, call your insurance agent and let them know that your car will be repaired at Davis Body Shop. Remember, it's your choice as to where your vehicle is repaired. Davis Body Shop will assist you in completing your insurance paperwork and make sure it's filed properly. At Davis Body Shop, they know what to do. Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real in Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. The U.S. government remains shut down, and for the second time in 7 years, James Jones with the National Park Service has been furloughed here in California.
We had to pinch every penny, my family. You know, we had to buckle down and only spend on the necessities.
California has the most federal workers outside of Washington, D.C., with nearly 150,000 employees. The 2025 Nobel Prize in Physics goes to a trio of scientists working here in California.
John Clark, University of California at Berkeley, USA. Michelle Devoret, Yale University and University of California at Santa Barbara, USA. And John Martinez, University of California at Santa Barbara, USA.
The group uncovering new insights in quantum mechanics. Three people in critical condition after a medevac helicopter crashed on a highway in Sacramento just minutes after taking off from UC Davis. John Gilliland, California News.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you, and my mother, unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Farm Bureau has announced its opposition to Proposition 50, a measure on the November ballot that would suspend California's Independent Redistricting Commission and give map-drawing authority to politicians to draw their own districts. Farm Bureau leaders say Prop 50 would harm rural communities and weaken fair representation. Under the current system, the Citizens Redistricting Commission ensures that rural and agricultural areas have a voice. Prop 50 not only divides farmland, but also weakens the voting power of the people who work on farms, ranches, and fields to grow our nation's food, Shannon Douglas, president of the California Farm Bureau, said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows right around 53, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds early tomorrow morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the low 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, sunny Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, clouds on Tuesday with a 40% chance of showers early in the morning. Mid-70s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, Saturday and Sunday, low 70s on Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently it is 46 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher across the board after record closes yesterday for the NASDAQ and S&P. Gold's price rose to $4,000 for the first time today. Bitcoin has been trading in the $124,000 range after rising to a record at $126,000 yesterday. AMD shares up another 6% following yesterday's rally on its deal to supply OpenAI with chips. IBM shares are up 2%. Artificial intelligence startup Anthropic is working with IBM. Spice maker McCormick says higher cost cut into its profit in the summer quarter. Constellation Brands shares up 5%. The importer of Modelo and Corona beers held up better than expected in the quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver, real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at kjohns.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text at 75238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition. Almost forgot where I am here this morning, but don't know why I'm at the same place every day at the same time.
KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry. Well, first up, he will have on Mr. Jake Frederick, business development manager, making employees' benefits easier and more cost-effective for your business and the employees, overcoming compliance and administrative nightmares by using a professional professional. And then Talking Teeth, Lisa Cloak and Taker. She's an RDHAP. We'll find out what that is and why you might consider one for your dental hygiene needs and updated protocols for teeth cleaning prior to surgeries and other medical care. And finally, is dental insurance really worth it? Also joining will be Christina Mankins. So there you have it this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Well, the discussion came up last hour about, you know, meetings being scheduled at certain times and so forth, and who was it really convenient for, and the maybe the questions that you need to ask people. Now, most of us tend to not want to be rude, but it depends on the person that you're asking a question, if they're going to interpret it as being rude or if they're just going to not answer, well, answer a question by not answering it, if that makes any sense. So one of the things you might want to bring up if you decide to attend the meeting with Loftus this evening is we were told that there would be an internal investigation or something along those lines regarding the remarks on social media of Netta Perkins, the coach at the school, regarding the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And of course, I think I remember that they released something was, well, you know, in layman's term, we really can't do much because it's her free speech and her private and all this other kind of stuff. Well, that's interesting. Now, in California, there have been quite a few teachers who are being reprimanded. As a matter of fact, in California, there's 20 teachers facing discipline over posts. Yes, that is true. Now, this happened in one of the districts in Redding, California, where a teacher allegedly posted, similar to what Perkins did, "You reap what you sow, Mr. Kirk." This was on their personal social media account. The district has not named the teacher. Now, earlier the teacher had also allegedly posted a video of Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene with the words, "Will someone please kill her?" The teacher was placed on leave, and then the school board fired him. So this is happening in California. Now, again, I don't know why the rules are different here in the Paso Robles School District. Okay. Now, California does have laws that prohibit employers from firing workers over their political views, as they should. You have a right for your political views and so forth. And the First Amendment guarantees freedom of speech, but there are some limits. Employers have a right to restrict workers' speech if it is disruptive to the workplace. They don't define what disruptive is. Okay, so, and in this, I guess you can make a pretty good argument is, well, private social media accounts, what they're posting on there during non-working hours is not likely to disrupt their classroom work. But is that an indication of something a little bit more regarding the person and the fairness in, shall we say, judging or even coaching people with differences than them? But the bottom, I guess the point here is that this is and can happen in California. Not what we were told. Unless these districts that are doing this in California are non-union, which I don't know why that would make a difference, but who knows. Anyway, not only that, but there are at least, I believe, 280 teachers around the country, or 220, who have been disciplined for their comments regarding the assassination of Charlie Kirk. So anyway, again, it might be a question you might want to post or ask the superintendent if you do decide to attend this afternoon or this evening, whatever time. What's it, 5 o'clock, Chris?
For the superintendent, yeah, it's 5 to 6 p.m.
Okay, 5 to 6. So anyway, you have that. And again, that's the opportunity. And just, you know, be nice about it. Just don't be so doggone aggressive, I would guess, unless they don't answer a question. Then demand an answer. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple to do that. All righty, 238-5775-238-KPRL. And there was something that came down yesterday, and it had to do with the AI again. And apparently, listeners don't like AI voices. Chris, do you come across things that in your world that you do that they're AI-generated voices or even content?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, AI-generated voices are actually not entirely something new. You can think of old text-to-speech programs, and those are technically AI voices, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They are, but the I guess because it's increasing, and they many in the public don't like it. They don't like the sound because it doesn't sound real. You know what they mean by that, right?
Yeah, there's not the proper inflection that you'd actually expect from a real human's voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's just, I'm assuming that if you were brought up with that, that it doesn't become, I don't know, painful to listen to? Does it? I mean, could you listen to it, somebody talk that way all the time?
I don't know about all the time. But like you said, if somebody just, I guess, grows up listening to that sort of thing, it probably won't bother them as much.
Okay. Well, that may be. But also, I have to believe that over the course of time that they'll be able to smooth that out, don't you think?
Yeah. The technology just keeps growing and growing every day, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a tie to education, as there is in many things, that people with higher education degrees were more likely to say no thank you to the AI-generated voices. Why, 37% without a high school diploma, they're okay with it. They're okay with it. So, and the audiobooks, as an example, listeners are less and less interested in the AI narration, and it's been going on. That would be tough. I did an audiobook a couple of times, and I thought it was pretty good. I put it in the vehicle, and I enjoyed it, but it was a quote-unquote normal voice. You know, it was just a nice, pleasant voice that read the book while I'm driving. All right, but the AI, and again, because of my dinosaur birth certificate, I would have a tough time, I think, doing that. Now, in the short term, that may be okay. You know, if you think about it, what's the movie, Chris? I think you even watched it. Toy Story.
Yeah, Toy Story.
Okay, doesn't that have those animated type sounding voices in it?
There's one toy that I know of that's a sort of text-to-speech little toy.
Okay, and so there was no complaints about that because we're watching a movie, it's over in an hour and a half, and it was a cute story and all these type of things, but to be not bombarded with it, but to be hit with it for X amount of time per day, but 60% overall people in this survey were concerned that the technology, one, would be overtaking and it would be more prevalent in what we listen to, and also their concerned about the jobs that it would eat up. But from technology, you can also get jobs. If you go back to the horse and buggy days and the cars come in, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Well, new industries start and people got work and so forth. I just don't know how far it would go. Okay, so all right, so there are more technologies, not more technologies, but there's more outlets doing that using the AI. And it is funny because what I've noticed in some commercials on television is they'll have the sync with the lips when people are speaking, have you noticed it, that it's a little off?
With regards to AI voices specifically or in general?
Specifically AI.
I don't watch many things that have AI-generated voices when there's a person talking with their lips moving. It's usually like a narration of sorts, if that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so the technology is there. It ain't going away. And I guess in some cases, okay, if you don't like it, tough. Let's see here on this. Want to know what professionalism is? My grandson attended Carissa Plains School. He had the same teacher for 3 years. I still don't know what political party she is. I'm afraid to ask because I love her. Well, I don't. Chris, did you know the political affiliations of any of your teachers? Well, not when you were in high school.
In college, I know one of my teachers admitted to being libertarian, but that's it.
Libertarian?
Yes.
Okay. Did you think it affected the way they taught?
No, not really.
Okay. How about in high school?
In high school, I don't think any of my teachers really admitted to any of it either. The only thing that I can imagine would affect the way they taught it would be government class specifically, but even then, I couldn't tell you what their political affiliation was.
Okay, I only had one teacher. Her name was Ms. Buckaloo. This was in high school, my sophomore year there in Louisville, and we all knew she was a liberal. And I don't think she liked boys that much, because she just treated. There was just something about it. Now, I don't know what her personal life was, and I really don't know from the class, because it was an English class, what her political views were, but my guess was that she was probably liberal or Democrat, which at the time was a lot different than it is now. But overall, I'd have to say that, I didn't know if my teachers were. Again, you know, because we're high school kids, we may make a judgment based on a few things, shall we say. You might want to read between that and maybe figure it out, but not as far as affecting the subject that they were teaching us. Now, I had one, it was a history professor in college at East Tennessee State, and I knew where he was. And he made no bones about it. And he was absolutely positive that the South won the Civil War. Okay, I'll just give you a little.
Well, we all have our hot takes, I guess.
Professor Williams was his name. Professor Williams was his name, and he did point me out one of the first couple of days of class my freshman year, because he was a strong supporter of the East Tennessee State football team, and he went to the games and all that stuff. And anyway, so he had a. And I guess he looked on the list or something before he went to class at the beginning of the year and saw, you know, some of the kids. Now, we were freshmen, so I don't know if he knew much of them, but maybe he did. I don't know. Anyway, so we're in class, and again, I don't know if it's first or second day, and he had a very, very distinct Southern accent. I can't even imitate it. And he said, Mr. Will. Yes. I see here from the football program that you came from Kentucky. Yes, sir. But it also says here you were born in New York. Yes, sir. Did anybody in your family fight in the Civil War?
It's like, that's a very direct question.
There was some laughter in the classroom, and professor, I don't know. I really don't know. He goes, you know, they did something else. And then he says, you know who really won that war, don't you?
Oh, boy.
And I'm just like, and again, I was not, I took it, you know, good-naturedly and stuff like that. And I don't remember if he had a sly smile on his face or anything like that, but I'm just like going, whatever, okay, That's okay. I like history, so we'll get along just fine and stuff like that. So, anyway, he was the only one, Professor Williams. All right, so that was him, and I'm having my microphone is, I guess, the audio mix is dying on here because see that? So we got a problem with this. All right, that's good because our engineer is in Europe until November. So you and I may be sharing the room in there tomorrow. Who knows? Anyway, that's just a thing. But that's good that you didn't. Now, would it have mattered to you?
No, not at all. I don't think it ever would have mattered to me to begin with because, again, I didn't know. I don't think it affected their teaching all that much. In fact, I remember one of my teachers, I sort of retroactively found out they were pretty far leaning into one part of the political spectrum, but that was like a retroactive thing, and I thought back on it, and I thought, well, did that affect their teaching at all? No, not really, so who cares?
Okay, we have to think that, when we're younger, would it have concerned you if, no matter what political side of the fence they were on, if they slanted it based on what their belief was?
Since I was younger, it's hard to say because politics became a much more prevalent thing after I graduated high school. So
you might not have been aware of what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair, and that's common for a lot of kids. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Community members of Atascadero are invited to attend the city's open house event Tuesday, October 21st from 3 to 5 p.m. in the City Hall foyer. This event will provide an opportunity for residents to meet one-on-one with staff and the consultant team to discuss the preliminary elements of the city's general plan. The draft general plan is currently for preview on the City of Atascadero's website. The County Sheriff's Office has released an update into the investigation of a missing person, Isabel Lucas Velasco of Coalinga. She's a 50-year-old female last seen in San Luis Obispo County with ties to the city of Visalia and Coalinga. The Sheriff's Office says they have seized two vehicles for evidence in relation to her disappearance, which can be found on their social media pages. Anyone with information on these vehicles on September 12th or 14th is encouraged to contact the Sheriff's Office. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump demands Democrats reopen our government on day 7 of the shutdown with impact at the airports. The busy Hollywood Burbank air traffic control tower was unstaffed from 4 to 10 last night. Air traffic handed off to Tracon San Diego for lack of local controllers calling out. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tells Fox it's tough without a paycheck.
I want our controllers to go to work. That's their job. They're important jobs. Eventually they're going to get paid. But we got to be honest, they're humans and they're under pressure.
President Trump says he will work with Democrats on health care if they reopen the government. The president hosting Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney, who wants a better trade deal than their 50% metal tariffs and 25% on vehicles. Egyptian negotiators finalizing an Israel-Hamas peace deal on the 2-year anniversary of the Hamas slaughter in Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come on. Come see what's cooking at Tuccio Paso.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Hi, this is Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We have over 40 vendors providing you with raspberries, strawberries, leafy greens, tomatoes, melons, avocados, flowers, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. The market accepts credit, debit, and EBT cards. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays.
North County weather.
Brought to you by the good folks at Glenn's Repair and, Hutch Heating and Air Tune-Up Repair or Replacement. Plenty of sunshine on your Tuesday with highs in the low to mid-80s. Few passing clouds, but generally clear tonight and overnight. Lows should be in the upper 40s to low 50s. That's changed just a little bit. And for your Wednesday, what can you expect? Well, low 70s with some clouds, mid-70s Thursday. Upper 70s Friday, a beautiful Pioneer Day, upper 70s. And Sunday, mid-70s, low 70s Monday, cloudy, upper 60s Tuesday with about a 35% chance of showers in the morning. All right, today's UV index will be 6, up and down, 7:03 a.m., 6:39 p.m., and we are at 52 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and they've got that delicious dinner for you Wednesday through Saturday. Let's see here. The Family Praise and Worship free clothing giveaway Saturday, November 1st, and that is on Main Street in Templeton. The doors will open to the public at 9 and close at 2. We want to bless the community by giving back to anyone that is in need of clothing. They will have clothing for infants, toddlers, preteens, women, and men. Please spread the word by adding this to your calendar. Well, we have done that. And again, that's coming up Saturday, November 1st at the community center there from the church at 601 South Main Street in Templeton. They got it in early, so you'll hear it again. Another one that got in early. The third annual San Miguel Senior Center Christmas Boutique. Join the quilters and craft groups Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th. That's at 601 12th Street in San Miguel for 2 days of festive community fun and sales just in time for the upcoming holiday season. And let's see here. Be sure to buy a $5 ticket for their annual quilt raffle. All right. Well, vendors will showcase other handcrafted quilts as well. Afghans, embroidered tea towels, fabric ware, and other things. Polished stone, handcrafted wood decor. Fragrant soaps. Love that. And they have a tasty lunch at the Christmas Cafe to make this event a family tradition and yours in San Miguel. So there you go. Again, they got it in early, so you'll hear it again. All righty, Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at really nice prices.
Happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Speaking of Christmas, I mean, you know, it's October already. Come on. All right, let's see here. Our local celebrities leading off. Anita Walter, Riley Gibson, Elliot Epstein, Lauren Schlang, Bernard Olson. Hey, Bernard. We have Mike Slauson, the singing family. Sean Lenz, Marianne Disfriend. Let's see, Catherine Wiebe Evanson, Alex Chavez, close, Paul Sloan, Lars Jorgensen's better half. We have Owen and Darlene Davis, and let's not forget a KPRL kid, Lene's daughter. Oh, she does have a name. It's Holly Bloomfield. So there you go. You got to get that in there. All right, let's see here. On my right-hand side, some people you may have heard of, more than likely. All right, as we start off, Andy Devine. He was a pretty funny character actor. 1905, 1977, Vaughn Monroe, the band leader, Riders in the Storm, or On the Storm, whatever it was. 1911, 1973, Alfred Drake. He was a well-renowned Broadway actor. Kiss Me, Kate, and Oklahoma, and others. 1914, 1992, June Allison, the actress. 1917, 2006. Grady Hutton, baseball, 1922, 2013. Martha Stewart, not the that one, the singer and actress, 1922, 2021. One of the greats from the University of Kentucky, averaged over 20 points in his 2 years in the NBA. Alex Groza, 1995. He only played 2 years in the NBA because eventually the gambling scandal from college basketball, particularly the University of Kentucky, and he never played again. But he averaged over 22 points in his 2 years in the NBA. Also on the list, we have Al Martino, the singer, and also You Can Act Like a Man from The Godfather, 1927, 2009. Everybody's favorite, Nobel Peace Prize winner, Desmond Tutu, 1931, 2021. Onward we go. From the Climax Blues Band. That would be Colin Cooper, the guitar player, 1939, 2008. Jose Cardenal, he was not a bad baseball player, had that cool-looking afro back in the day, 1943. Ollie North, 1943. Also on the list from 10cc, if you remember them, Kevin Godley, 1945. From Kansas, Dustin the Wind Guy, bass player. Dave Hope, 1949. Bo Rather, not a bad wide receiver from Michigan, played for the Dolphins. 1950, the punk, John Cougar Mellencamp, 1951. Everybody's favorite president, Putin's having a birthday today, 1952. Jacques Richard, that has to be hockey, of course, 1952. Trapper John's Christopher Norris, 1953. From Bon Jovi, Tico Torres, 1953. The cello guy, Yo-Yo Ma, 1955. Tony Braxton, the singer, 1967. And from Radiohead, Tom Yorke, 1968. Johnny Morton, not a bad receiver for the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons. He was born in 1971. This guy was a really good running back, underrated. Priest Holmes, 1973, out of the University of Texas. Taylor Hicks, the talent show winner for whatever, American Idol or something, 1976. Now, this guy is really good. He's in the Hall of Fame. Charles Woodson, 1976. Also on the list, we have Evan Longoria, played with Tampa and the Giants, Gold Glove Award winner. He was born in 1985. And Amber Stevens, the actress, 1986. I like this guy, but he's with the Bums, so he can't go to the top of the list. He's really good. Mookie Betts, 1992. Made a nice play last night. Third base covering there on that bunt when that idiot didn't get a secondary lead, Castellanos, and he was thrown out at third. But anyway, that's just me being an analyst there. All right, who passed away? The inventor of air conditioning. Thank you, sir. Willis Carrier. He died in 1950. Oliver Wendell Holmes passed away in 1894. Edgar Allan Nutcase, Poe, 1849. Agnes DeMille, she was a choreographer of Oklahoma and Brigadoon and others. She passed away in 1993. Mr. Birdseye, Clarence Birdseye, the deep freezing foods. He died in 1956. And who else? I believe that's it. All right. Well, that was easy today. All right. Going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Most teams recruited him as a running back because he was Mr. Football in Ohio, of all things, and he was something else. However, Michigan recruited him as a defensive back. Well, he went to Michigan. He's All-American. He was All-Pro. We won a Super Bowl, and he's in the Hall of Fame. Charles Woodson.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all.
The Pass Ripples and Templeton Chamber of Commerce announced CEO Gina Fitzpatrick has resigned after 10 years of service. During this time, the chamber will be undergoing a leadership transition, as current board chair Rob Covarrubias will step down from his chairmanship and assume the interim CEO responsibilities. Pass Ripple School District announced Superintendent Jennifer Loftus has scheduled another Coffee with the Superintendent event in response to community interest. This will be held tonight from 5 to 6 p.m. in the district boardroom at 800 Niblick Road, Pass Ripples. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
First round pick, fourth overall by the Raiders in 1998. He was a defensive rookie of the year, defensive player of the year, nine-time Pro Bowler, two-time interception leader. That's not too bad. National championship, and as I mentioned, Super Bowl winner, Bronco Nagorski winner, Chuck Benarek, and it goes on and on and on. 65 interceptions. He had 13 defensive touchdowns in his career. Man, this hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.